The fact is that that meaning has already, that prophecy or that verse, that revelation applies in fact to the appearance of Hazrat Masih Maud. It says that although Islam would nominally be present everywhere in the world, but the true figure of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa as it was would reappear in India and would be defended in India. How? By the appearance of Ahmadiyyat, by the appearance of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam, and the holy prophet of Islam, who is so lovable, who is so irresistible, he would re-emerge from the dark ages and the distorted figure, na'udhu billah min dhalik, which was created by the periods of the later period of many dark centuries of Islam. He was completely misunderstood, he was completely misquoted, his personality was deformed, and not only the enemy started attacking him, but also inadvertently his so-called followers started helping them. This is what had happened to our Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam appeared and re-established his beauty, his true charm, his spiritual heights, and presented him to the world in a manner as became the most charming person that ever was created on earth. And this is how we are winning ground for Islam, by presentation of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the rest of the world, the true Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa. So this is the phenomena which started with the advent of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wa sallam, the defense of our Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can call it that. And wherever an Ahmadi is, he is working as a soldier, and the citadel of India is now enlarging. And actually, that the four walls of that citadel are ultimately extended to other parts of the world as well. But it's the same fort which is enlarging.
Quite so. But there have been instances when one revelation of Masih Maud alayhi wasalam has been fulfilled in many colors and in many times. So,
Now, coming to that particular suggestion, although you try to infer from this revelation that it could be fulfilled if I go to India and take refuge there, but it is only just finding an excuse for your own personal suggestion.
Yes.
As I say it.
Yes, of course it is.
Suggestion as such is also not to be accepted. Why? Because if you further analyze the situation, there are two important occasions in the history of Jamaat which are similar to Hijrah. Number one, a Hijrah from Qadian, when the head of the Ahmadiyya community of that time had to leave Qadian because conditions were such as the head of quarters could not be run in Qadian. So he had to shift. And the second time came in the present circumstances, situation, when again a Khalifa was indirectly or directly compelled to leave his headquarters because he could not function his duties normally, remaining in that headquarter and remaining in that country. This is the in essence of the whole thing.
The first
so, just a minute. So you have to first win this second Hijrah and start entering from there, and then go back to Qadian as victorious. He's not seeking refuge. That will be a very embarrassing situation for Ahmadis if instead of winning back Qadian, returning to Qadian as victorious, they go to Qadian seeking refuge from the very people who have turned you out. That will be a very sad occasion if that happens. And this is not going to happen in my lifetime, I assure you, inshallah.
Thank you.
We'll
very
go
much.
Back victorious, return to our country, Pakistan. And after that, Allah will open new ways for us and new means to win back Qadian. That is how I see it.